This is World Lutheran News Digest, an audio news magazine bringing you a look at significant events in worldwide Lutheranism. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO, a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.
I'm Kip Allen.
And I'm Andy Bates.
Today on World Lutheran News Digest,
the South American nation of Chile was hit with two natural disasters, a devastating wildfire and an earthquake, within days of each other. The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod responded. I'm Kip Allen, and I'll have details later in the broadcast.
Well, American Heritage Girls is a Christ-centered character development and leadership organization for girls ages 5 to 18.
The Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and American Heritage Girls signed a Memorandum of Understanding May 14th outlining how the two organizations can work more closely together to establish troops within the LCMS. I'm Andy Bates, and I'll have more later in the broadcast.
Usted está escuchando el resumen de noticias Mundo Luterano. This is World Lutheran News Digest.
A wildfire broke out in the hills above Valparaiso, Chile, on the 12th of April of this year. By the time the fires were controlled 4 days later, 15 people were dead, more than 500 injured, 2,500 buildings were destroyed, leaving 11,000 people homeless. Lutheran Disaster Response sent a team to the scene to determine the extent of the damage and assess what the Missouri Synod could do to ease the people's suffering. One member of the team was Eric Lunsford, the Missouri Synod's official photographer. Eric tells World Lutheran News Digest about his arrival in Valparaiso.
And our first stop was Valparaiso. And that, of course, is a beautiful historic port city. I think sad about that is it's just like we're saying, there's this catastrophic forest fire that just went right through these hillsides and just destroyed people's homes.
The fire ravaged the hillside above the city, a residential area. Eric describes the devastation he saw and its human cost.
You know, down in the valley, you still see the city, but as you get up there, it's a one-lane kind of dirt road that's littered with damaged debris, sheet metal that's kind of flying everywhere from these gusty winds, and you see people kind of emerge from this kind of tornadic dust almost, carrying their possessions on their back.
The neighborhood that was destroyed was a working-class area, according to Eric.
I think maybe perhaps the United States, we would look at building homes on a hillside overlooking the water, the sea. We would say, boy, that might be where you'd find, upper middle class, the wealthy. Here we have great working people here that would commute down in the valley.
Even before the fire, access to the neighborhood was restricted to narrow single-lane roads. The fire isolated the survivors even more.
And that's what was really interesting was how this kind of catastrophic fire literally, sliced off this community.
Although the fires are now out, danger remains. The fire destroyed the hillside's ground cover, leaving a bare debris field. Should there be a heavy rainfall, a catastrophic mudslide is a real possibility.
There is urgency. Talking to folks, it's my understanding that, if things aren't fixed quickly, if things aren't rebuilt, if they aren't stabilized, they run an even more catastrophic situation where a mudslide from rains could take all this debris and just take it down the hill.
The hillside is very steep, and the narrow roads are difficult to maneuver. Eric learned just how difficult when the van in which he was a passenger had engine trouble.
And and when you're talking about Valparaiso, it's literally on steep hills. At one point, we're trying to make our way up in this van on this very steep hillside. The fuel line broke. The car stopped. And, you just think, are you just going to roll back down the hill?
The disaster response team met with local Lutheran officials to determine needs and to work out a relief plan.
You know, I think our LCMS disaster response team, which was the Reverend Ross Johnson, who's the director of the LCMS disaster response, and the manager, Reverend Michael Meyer, were there on site with Reverend Christian Rautenberg, who's the president of the Confessional Lutheran Church of Chile. And he was also working with several of their local pastors to develop a relief plan that could be able to provide that relief ongoing as well as to the folks in the church who are serving their own congregants who are affected by this.
Eric says local clergy are directly aiding congregants and others on a hammer and saw level.
And in one photograph, you know, I was following the Reverend Juan Pablo Lanterna of the Chilean Lutheran Church, and he was helping people carry 2x4s for rebuilding up. I mean, he dons a pair of gloves, he has his crucifix around his neck, it's clear that he's a clergy member, but he picks up the wood, carries it with them.
The willingness of Lutheran clergy to work with the survivors not only provides direct relief, but also bears witness to Lutheran concerns in that overwhelmingly Roman Catholic country.
It is a Catholic country, but from what I, you know, have understood talking to our partners in Chile is that, you know, folks who were affected by this, they saw the Confessional Lutheran Church of Chile pastors. We're talking about the Reverend Christian Rautenberg. We're talking about the Reverend Juan Pablo Lanterna, who's only been ordained for several weeks as a pastor. They are out bringing that mercy. And people are seeing that. And they're saying, huh, these are Lutherans who are out here.
Despite the magnitude of the disaster caused by the fire, many people worldwide have either forgotten about it or are even unaware that it happened. Eric calls it the forgotten disaster.
A lot of times, I feel like this is a news story that has kind of fallen by the wayside. It's almost like the forgotten disaster.
Eric says part of the job of Lutheran Disaster Relief, and his personally as official photographer, is to remind people that the disaster is real and that people need help, both material and spiritual.
But it's far away for people, and sometimes, the news moves on. But we want to make sure to remind people, say, people are struggling. We have people who are displaced. Their livelihoods are completely disrupted. Supplies are hard to come by. And they're suffering, and they need mercy and relief, and they need prayers.
Lutherans, both in the United States and Chile, joined hands in the relief efforts. Eric notes it's a tradition of the Missouri Synod to walk with our partner churches around the world, especially in time of need.
We walk with our partner churches in that time of disaster, like we saw in the Philippines as well. We walk with our partner church in Chile, and those are great pastors who are bringing that mercy, and we walk with them, work with them to help provide that comfort and relief, and bringing them and sharing always the gospel of Christ with those who are affected by this.
Natural disasters, while inflicting terrible human cost, present opportunity to spread the gospel and to follow Christ's example by helping others.
LCMS Disaster Response is just a wonderful group here led by some really amazing people who are bringing that mercy and helping to create those plans. And, you know, that's our church, you know, works in mercy.
As Eric notes, spreading mercy is what we do. Next week, Eric talks about the Chilean earthquake that struck. Kip Allen, World Lutheran News Digest.
This is World Lutheran News Digest. ഇത് ലോക ലൂഥറൻ വാർത്താ പരിപാടിയാകുന്നു.
In a historic moment with American Heritage Girls and the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod signing a memorandum of understanding. And we're going to talk about what that means. In studio today, Patty Garibay, National Executive Director for the American Heritage Girls. Jody Token, National Public Relations with American Heritage Girls. Also joining us in studio today, the Reverend Mark Kiesling from the National Youth Gathering and Office of National Ministry here at the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod International Center. Now, Patty, you are National Executive Director of American Heritage Girls. What is American Heritage Girls? What is it all about? What's the work of American Heritage Girls?
Well, American Heritage Girls is a Christ-centered character development and leadership organization for girls ages 5 to 18. Well, really, there's six areas of fun that we call American Heritage Girls, and it really addresses the whole girl. There's life skill enhancement, which is merit badges that you might know for a typical scout type organization.
Sure.
There's developing teamwork and building confidence, and we feel that's best addressed in the out of doors. So we have a very strong outdoor program. Social development. Let's face it, girls like to have fun, and fun they have with peers that are like-minded and adults that are faith-filled. Girl leadership is an important part. We believe every girl, as she grows, is an influencer, and therefore she is a leader. And so we encourage the girls in leadership and understanding her God-given role and that she has great influence because of God's power within her. And then there's character development, and we think that's best done when the girls give themselves away. That is being a servant leader, giving service to others, and developing their passions, learning what perhaps God's design on their future may be because of a passion they have to serve others. And then finally, and most importantly, a spiritual development. And that is growing in your faith. And that's why we're so excited to be here on this important historic day.
The mission of American Heritage Girls, building women of integrity through service to God, family, community, and country. What does it mean to be a woman of integrity today?
Well, boy, number one, it is to counter the culture. The culture is not always full of the best role models at this time for girls of integrity. And so we think it's really important that girls go back to biblical principles to understand what God has called us to be as women. And that is to be pure, to be reverent, to be responsible, to be perseverant, to love him above all others, and to recognize that his word is relevant to today's workings in life, that by understanding and being around people that are like-minded in regards to their faith, it helps us to grow up. I truly believe girls today need a quiver to combat this culture, and that quiver needs to be filled with arrows. And American Heritage Girls is just one of those many arrows that are necessary.
Now, Jody, you serve in the area of national public relations, but you're also a mom and involved with American Heritage Girls. And so why did you get involved?
I got involved because my husband, who is the father of all girls, wanted his girls to grow up to be women of integrity, to be strong, to have servant hearts. And he heard Patty Garibay almost 10 years ago and heard her speaking these same words and said, I want this for my girls. I want them to be strong women. I want them to be biblically based women. We couldn't find anything like that. This is something that was so amazing to us as Christian Lutheran families. So we started a troop at our Lutheran church.
Also joining us by phone today, we have a family involved in American Heritage Girls as well. Sierra Broman, a American Heritage Girl and candidate, I believe, for the highest award in American Heritage Girls, and her mom, Leah Broman. Welcome, ladies, and thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having us. We're both glad to be here.
Sierra, now tell us about your involvement in American Heritage Girls.
All right. Well, I started AHG in third grade, so I've been in for about 8 years. I just finished my second year as a Patriot, which is the high school level, so it's the oldest that you can be in AHG. And I have recently just completed my Dolly Madison, and I applied yesterday to be a Stars and Stripes candidate.
So what does that mean?
Well, we have level awards that are optional to earn at the end of each level. So as a Patriot, I have to earn my Dolly Madison before I'm allowed to go on and earn my Stars and Stripes. And there's a lot of requirements for that. We have certain required badges. We have a religious program that we have to go through called PRAY. It's the God in Life, so it teaches us how to apply the things that our faith is into our daily lives. And then we also get to do lots of service to our community. We have to complete a certain number of service hours. And those are just some of the things. But then we complete that, and we're allowed to then go on and apply for Stars and Stripes candidacy if we are so inclined. And the Stars and Stripes really focuses on bringing out the leadership in girls and also the service, because we have to have a project of at least 100 service hours that in some way gives back to the community, and we then have to lead both adults and younger girls in completing those projects.
It sounds like a very complex process and system, and so you're coordinating all this and putting this project together and coordinating all these people for this project. It takes a lot of organization. Are you prepared for that task?
I mean, I sure hope so. I would I would say that I think I am. I obviously have just started, so I'm really early on in the process, just getting into what I would like to plan for my project and things like that. I'm still nailing down the details. I haven't even turned in an idea to AHG yet. But it does require a lot of organization, and I hope that that's something that I'm ready to take on.
Wonderful. Leah, why did your family get involved in American Heritage Girls?
Well, like most people, I think I'd heard about AHG, short for American Heritage Girls, through friends who were involved. And I got excited because it was something that I could do with my girls, and it was a Christian organization. I got excited about the life skills, about the camps and activities that they could go to, you know, the spiritual development and focus that they had. And I wanted to do something. My husband was already involved with my boys in other activities, but I wanted to get excited about doing some things with my girls. We have four children, two boys, two girls, and it's hard to have enough time with each of them. And I saw AHG as a place where I could invest intentional time in things I didn't always have time to get to, in spending time with my girls and on things that I thought were already valuable that they had already organized. So I've been a heavily involved parent ever since the beginning, although I'm not a unit leader, which is a blessing for those parents who do step forward. We're involved in just about everything that our local group does here.
What has been the joy or the benefit? What are the joyous outcomes that you've seen from your family's involvement with AHG?
It does give me one-on-one or one-on-two time with my girls, which is a wonderful blessing. It's hard to find that in a busy society with all the activities going on. I've loved the faith affirmation that comes from being a part of AHG. It is, of course, diverse among Christians, but our own beliefs as Lutherans has always been supported, and I appreciate that. Even though, you know, we don't all agree as Christians on every tenet of the faith, I've always been supported in what we believe. And I love the fellowship and the camaraderie that's there. We have lifelong friends that we have developed because of AHG that we're excited to see as we go different places on trips around the city and even in other locations. We've been out of town before, and people have seen our American Heritage Girls spirit wear that we're wearing or something that might be on our car, and we make instant connections in other places. So it's been a neat fellowship as it's grown, and we've been able to see it grow across the past few years.
Sierra, what have you gained from American Heritage Girls that's most valuable to you?
Well, there's a whole lot of things. I think the biggest one is the faith influence of having both the support and the growth from the program, whether it's from just talking with my friends, having a Christian environment, or the Bible studies like God and Life that we complete as older girls. I also think it gives great leadership opportunities. We're constantly working with the younger girls. I'm hoping that we're being positive role models in their life and inspiring them to grow up to be godly young women. We also get to do lots of fun outdoor skills. We go to summer camp. We do rock climbing, all sorts of fun things. And then, like this past year at summer camp, I was able to do COPE, which is you learn leadership skills and how to rely on others, that kind of thing, teamwork, confidence in an outdoor setting, which was really neat. And so just lots of fun things.
Very good. Very good. Well, thank you, Sierra, for being our guest. And Mom Leah, thanks so much for taking time to talk with us and share your perspective on American Heritage Girls with us today.
Thank you. We've really enjoyed being able to share, and I hope others will learn more about AHG. It's a wonderful organization.
Absolutely. Patty, hearing Sierra and her mom Leah's thoughts on American Heritage Girl, is that common to hear that from the families that are involved in American Heritage Girls?
It is common, but it never ceases to amaze me what God has done with this organization and how he has allowed simple people to make an influence because of him. Mm-hmm. Just glorifying him and having started this almost 20 years ago and hearing how girls' lives are changed and how moms' lives are changed and even families' lives are changed. It's a blessing, so I hope I never tire of hearing that.
Reverend Kiesling, what does it today? We're here because of the opportunity to sign a memorandum of understanding with American Heritage Girls. What is a memorandum of understanding? What does this mean? We have them with other organizations as well, correct?
Correct. We also have them with the Boy Scouts of America as well. Mm-hmm. So primarily, it's kind of a foundational document that says we are together in a mission to reach out to young people in our congregations as well as in our communities. Primarily for us, it's an agreement that states things for the LCMS congregation or school mm-hmm. that is actually setting up a charter. So primarily that, again, the church along with the family are the primary focus for faith formation. And so that's certainly an important thing for us mm-hmm. as Lutherans. And I think Leah said it so well that within that organization, they could even be a part of another group that's not chartered by an LCMS congregation or school, but yet there's a great respect mm-hmm. for what we believe doctrinally as Lutherans. And so this is a statement that essentially says we are one in mission about raising up young people in their vocations, teaching them the faith and connecting them to the local church. And so that's such an important part of what this agreement says. And so that's what's exciting for us, and that we're just glad to have this day here mm-hmm. after a number of months and years of discussing it and be able to be here to sign it.
And what does this mean, Patty, for American Heritage Girls to have this memorandum of understanding with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod?
Well, of course, it means a great deal personally, but moreover, it means a great deal to the families, the mm-hmm. Lutheran families that will be able to use the MOU to encourage a charter at their local church and, mm-hmm. and be able to bring this wonderful gift of HG to the community through this troop. It's a wonderful outreach, and it's a great way to bring young families into the church.
Let's go to Jody. What does your experience look like? What does a typical group, American Heritage Girls group, look like? What types of things would you do? Or what has your family done with AHG?
Well, first, my troop has, I really feel like it's this little slice of heaven because it's groups. It's become an amazing community outreach for my church. Mm-hmm. We have girls from every denomination. We have girls who don't have a home church, so it's this great, you know, outreach opportunity for my church. And then our youth ministry can invite them to Sunday school, mm-hmm. to all the youth programs at the church, so it becomes a great outreach. Just like Leah said and Sierra said, the girls are so relational. They love baking cakes together. They love doing science projects together. They love the whole gamut of the whole girl experience. And that's what our troop, I hope, looks like to the girls. It'd be fun to ask the girls what their favorite things are, what us moms think is great, you know, the curriculum that we build and what the girls think. As long as they're having fun, they don't even realize that they've just accomplished an amazing badge experience. And what they love to do after they've learned a skill, then they learn to give it back and give it back to the community. So their service projects, the service hearts that these girls have is unbelievable. And that's what this generation of girls is hungry for, and that's what they want to do. They want to give back to the community, and if they can learn something new and then give it back, it's an amazing experience for them.
So there's certainly what I'm hearing is a large emphasis on service mm-hmm. that is learned, that is experienced as American Heritage Girls. I'm glad you mentioned some of the things that you do, from baking cakes together to science projects and science experiments together, to what Sierra mentioned about you know, the outdoor experience that she's had at camps. And it's not just one narrow area of what we think one person might think girls should do. It's a pretty broad spectrum of activities and experiences that all bring us back to service and fellowship and encouraging us in our faith. Patty, having this memorandum of understanding now that we've had Lutheran groups charter, what types of resources are provided for groups that may want to charter now, congregations that may want to start a group?
That's a great question. There are many, many resources for volunteers and for charter organizations. Probably one of the best to start with is to visit our website, mm-hmm. hgonline.org, or just do a Google search of American Heritage Girls. But we have a full national staff that is here to support all of our leaders and all of our charter organizations, as well as training, what's called a leader resource guide that comes out quarterly. Even if you have never mm-hmm. run a scout-type organization or even a meeting, those resources within the Leader Resource Guide will give you the tools to do it. All you have to be is willing. And all of the tools come from American Heritage Girls. In addition, there's marketing helps as well to help you with starting an organization, to create a ministry that you can have within the Lutheran Church, and also to have a information session so that parents can learn more. And mm-hmm. it's just turnkey. All you got to do is plug and play, and there you learn about American Heritage Girls to get the interest up sure. at your local church. So the stuff is here. We just want to help support in any way we can.
How often do groups meet? You know, we talked about some of the things they do when they get together. Is it every week? Is it every other week? How often do groups usually get together?
Well, really, it depends on the charter. Mm-hmm. The charter owns and operates this program. So if one church would like to have it every week, that's it can be done that way. If they want every other week, that can be done that way. If they want to do two a week and then a field trip or a camp out, that's fine too. So it's really up to the charter organization. They own and operate it. It's unique to them.
Mm-hmm. And working through the different levels, where as they progress, as they grow and mature, work their way up. We talked about the highest award that Sierra will soon be a candidate for. What does it mean to for that Stars and Stripes award?
It means a lot. Mm-hmm. These girls actually, as part of the Stars and Stripes award, write a spiritual essay, a life ambitions essay. And they talk about how God has influenced their journey through American Heritage Girls. It's part of the mandates of this whole requirement that they have to do. And, you know, so many girls have not been introspective about what has God done in my life? How did I call on him during my tough times of organizing? And you aren't kidding. I mean, Andy, you were right on. This is huge. This is project management mm-hmm. at its best. And they're falling to their knees, asking God for help because they're so frustrated at times. But isn't that life?
Mm.
And so they're beginning on a journey and they're getting ready to go to whether it be college or a career or even home. And they're realizing that life is not easy, but I serve a great God that helps me get through this. Mm-hmm. And I've learned that through a variety of ways, but American Heritage Girls has helped too.
Reverend Kiesling, what does this mean for us now as Lutherans? We've had some congregations that mm-hmm. certainly have chartered. What does this mean for us from here on out? More opportunities?
Absolutely. More opportunities. I think Patty kind of said too, as far as for those that are maybe looking for a way in which they want to do a ministry which brings together their families, brings together their community, is that this really allows them to have more communication with their districts mm-hmm. and their LCMS district, home district, with us in our office too, as well be able to get those resources really and be able to get those into their hands, allow them to make decisions about what maybe ways they would be able to reach out to their community and their families and be able to connect them to their church and continue to lift them up in their faith and their vocational development.
How can they find out more?
The AHG website, which mm-hmm. is ahgonline.org, on the homepage has a Google Map troop locator. So you literally can go to the homepage, click, type in your zip code, mm-hmm. and it'll zoom into your city or your area and see what troops are already there. And then you can send a private message to that troop coordinator and say, hey, I was curious about mm-hmm. joining your troop, or, you know, tell me about the days that you meet. And then they can take that step and find people right there in their hometown. And of course, they can always call the national office too and talk to somebody, and they can connect someone locally.
World Lutheran News Digest is a broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. WLN Digest is produced through the facilities of Worldwide KFUO. You can also listen to WLN Digest on demand at KFUO.org. To correspond with World Lutheran News Digest, email news@KFUO.org.